This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett and I'm delighted to be with you today all the way from my home office in our cabin in our garden, which if you've been in our Facebook group, you may well have seen in a live video that I put together earlier this week. And what I wanted to do was just share a little bit of the thoughts and the journey behind why I've moved back home. Why have I moved back to a home office and what has that done for my business? So I hope you're going to find this interesting. This is really based on the fact that after posting some of this stuff on social media, both on my personal accounts and on some of the groups, people have asked me questions about sort of, you know, why have you done that? Why have you made the leap to do that? How are you coping by getting rid of your office and all of that kind of stuff? So I thought it would just be fun, really, just to put together a podcast for a few minutes that just goes through all of that. And hey, then if somebody does ask me this in the next few weeks, I can just point them in the way of the show and say, listen to that, you'll get all the answers you want. So if I just wind back the time machine a little bit and just remind myself of the reasons why I got the office that I had in the first place, this then starts to sort of unravel some of the story about why it's now gone. So I got the office. When I set the company up, I worked from home, and we live in a sort of standard-ish looking sort of British three-bed semi-detached house. And in standard looking three-bed semi-detached houses in the UK, you have what's called the box room. And when I was a kid, I grew up in a house very similar to the one that we live in now, and my bedroom was the box room. That was it. You know, it's the room that you can almost touch both walls from left to right at the same time. Anyway, when I set up So, my agency, I worked from the upstairs bedroom, the box room. That was it. And about sort of 10 months later, my wife, Gabs, started working with us in the company. And of course, there wasn't space in the box room for two desks. So she used to work downstairs on her little laptop on the dining table. And most of the time, that was absolutely fine. You know, okay, she'd have to clear all of her stuff away every day so that we could eat dinner and that kind of thing. But it wasn't terrible. It was a livable scenario. And then we got to a school holidays when and our sort of rhythm in school holidays was that my parents that live about 100 miles away would come down and stay with us, and they would come down and stay two nights but look after the children for 3 days. And Gabs would change her working hours so that rather than working sort of five shorter days to fit in with the kids' schooling, she'd work three long days, which were the days my parents were here, and then, you know, then it wasn't affecting sort of working practice and all that kind of thing. But what happened was, then Gabs couldn't work at the dining table because it was in the middle of the house, and there was another, five people in the house, including me, but four people, two of whom were children and two of whom were grandparents trying to entertain children, buzzing on around her. So what she ended up doing was reverting back to her student days and either sitting completely on our bed or sitting in our bedroom in a chair with her feet on the bed and her laptop on the knee and working that way. And it didn't take very long, and by not very long I mean approximately about 5 minutes, for me to realize that this just wasn't very professional. I'm trying to run and grow a business, and whilst me working from home was absolutely fine, I couldn't expect somebody that was working for me to not have the right environment to do it. So one day, Gabs took the kids to school, and she was at a set of traffic lights that's literally 2 or 3 minutes away in the car from our house. And as she pulled up at this traffic lights, there was an old Victorian house on the left-hand side, and there was two gentlemen in the sort of, it's not really a garden area, just outside it, on a bit of land that was there, putting in a big office to let sign. So she took a photo of it and came home, and I rang them up. And sure enough, it was the office that you've seen. If you've watched any of my live videos or any of the videos that we've put together in the Facebook community, then you'll know what I'm talking about. The office with the Narnia cupboard behind me that looks like I'm in a bedroom. That was the one. So we took the office. I went down and looked at it. We signed the agreement there and then, moved in a few days later, which actually happens to be exactly 3 years ago tomorrow. So this, I've had the office exactly 3 years. So that was why I took the office, because of this, almost this need to be a bit more professional, to seem a bit more professional. And it served us really well. I've loved being there. I've met some great people. I have met a few not so great people, I'll be perfectly frank. There's always some sort of compromises that you have to make with all of these things. And there was a few with that office as well. But on the whole, it's been a fantastic base and a fantastic experience and a brilliant place to grow my agency and then to launch SEO Hive. Now, fast forward sort of 2.5 years, 2 years and 8 months, and two things happened in the world, in my world anyway. One was the coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the way that the world has just changed for a considerable amount of time to come yet. And we don't know the ins and outs of all of that. And the point of this podcast isn't to go into those. But the second thing was that I also started listening to Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. And I did that as we launched SEO Hive because Jeff Patch, who I launched SEO Hive with, he uses that model and he was fairly, determined that was the financial model we were going to use. And I'd never read it or heard of it before, so I went and did some exploration. And if you've heard of, there'll be a link to the book on Amazon in the show notes. It's an absolutely brilliant book and does put into place principles for allocating funds and this, that, and the other. If you hear the Profit First model, most people that have heard of it know about the sort of financial setup, the bank account setup. But that's not what I'm going to talk about right now. What the part of the book that really struck the biggest chord with me was actually about how to streamline your finances and if you have debts, how to deal with them. And essentially, this falls into the mentality of there's two ways of making money. You can either grow your business to earn more, or you can spend less. And they're kind of the two options you've got. You either grow the actual figures, or you grow the percentage of profitability. And as I've been sat in the office for the past 6 months on my own every day, because Gabs hasn't been at work because of the children not being at school, all of a sudden the office has just become an expense for me to essentially get a bit of peace and quiet. One of the things Mike Michalowicz talks about is that in order to create your savings, in order to reduce your, he calls them OPEX expenses, everything is negotiable. Absolutely everything is negotiable. He even talks about how your age is negotiable. And I'm not gonna dive into that one. I'll let you read the book. But everything is negotiable. And that was the thing that got me thinking into saying, you know what, actually, yeah, that's right. I'm now in the habit of going to work at an office. That's become habitual to me. That's what work is, isn't it? You go to work in an office. Well, no, that's negotiable. And as I'm spending £500 or £600 a month in rent on an office, and the income of the company is fluctuating a bit because of factors around it in the world, I really need to focus on that element of dropping my OPEX expenses and becoming as profitable as I can. So that was the decision. That was the moment in time when I decided that the office had to go and the something else had to replace it. So we've now built a cabin in our garden. And it's not like a summer house or a shed. It's a proper log cabin. It's now full of nice soft furnishings, so hopefully this is the very first thing I've recorded in here, so hopefully the audio is going to be a lot better, not quite as echoey as the office was. And believe me, the cabin was quite echoey when we first got into it too. But that is that's now where I'm based. I can see my house. I'm separate from the house, so when the children come home, they don't come. It's actually really sweet. When the children come home, they now come and say, hey, Daddy, how's it going? Have you had a good day? And they run up the garden and just tell me about their day for 10 minutes. And then they go home, back to the house, and get on with their homework or have a shower or get ready for their after school things or help mum make tea, whatever it might be. There's space in here for both of us to work. We both have our desks. So sometimes one of the kids will come and do their homework at the desk next to me because mum's now in making tea, whatever. And all of a sudden, but I still have the space, but all of a sudden I'm a bit more part of family life, which after 6 months of going and working on my own is brilliant. I'm really enjoying and relishing that connection back with my little family. You see, the reality of it is this. The world has changed considerably, and it's going to remain changed for a considerable length of time. The other thing is that people's expectations or people's working practices globally have changed. And whereas before, you know, you might jump on a Zoom call with somebody and it would be weird if one person on the call was now sat at home, you know, working from home for the day, it's now completely gone the other way. It is now weird if somebody sat in an office. And that's not to say that I'm trying to sort of fit in with a kudos thing at all, but it's just that is now the perception. People need the freedom to sort of isolate, maybe not on a sort of coronavirus isolation sort of way of things, but they need their own space in order to be able to feel comfortable in the way that their life is being lived, so that they are managing the risk to this virus for themselves. Some people are unfortunately far more at risk than others, but we need to have that personal sense of being able to be responsible for ourselves, but then also the collective sense of responsibility for each other as well. So that is why I've got rid of the office. It's saving me money. It's reduced, not only has it reduced the rent, but it's also reduced things like the internet costs to the office. And it's, certainly reduced commuting time. It's made me more time efficient. Now, actually, I need to make sure I have reminders set in my phone that I actually go and do something, because otherwise I could spend all day and not leave the house. So I do need to, you know, things are flipping and it's getting back into that rhythm and that routine. But ultimately, I asked myself four questions. And the first is, am I any less professional for not having an office? Hell no. That's got nothing to do with my professionalism at all. Am I any more productive now that I haven't got an office? And I'm probably about the same. It's not affected my productivity. It's not made me massively more productive. I suppose I do have a little bit more time and, you know, it's easier to sort of interact with work. But on the same note, because it's separate from the house, I can lock it up, I can close it. We've got curtains, we've got blinds. So I'm not reminded of work all the time. I'm now living at home either. Am I more cash rich? Absolutely. There's more cash flow in our business because I don't have those expenses. And that's basically what I was trying to achieve throughout all of this. And finally, were any of my clients affected in a negative way? And the answer to that one is absolutely not at all. Nobody at all minds or cares or gives a stuff if I'm working from here or working from an office or working from a coffee shop. They don't care. As long as they're getting the services that they're paying for to the quality that they expect. And for me, as long as my team and I are exceeding expectations, that's really all that I'm bothered about. So that is why I moved back to my home office. I'd love to know, how your working practices have changed over the past few months. What things are you open to? And if you've read or listened to or implemented any of Mike's profit first methodology in your business, let's hear some success stories for that too over in our Facebook group. So come and join us at peteverett.com/group, and I will see you next week.